Mrs. Young, my name is Chris McIntyre. I'm from 105.3 KFM, and you are December's KFM Teacher of the Month.
Thank you very much. That's quite a surprise. What a nice honor. I've seen so many people receive this honor, and what a blessing to have.
Got the Big Red Apple Award right there. Allison nominated you. We've got a plant here from Cooks & Company, from Art Defined. We've got a nice little desk caddy. There's pencils for the kids. From Tompkins State Bank, there's a $100 gift card and some other prizes in there for you as well.
I don't know what to say. I'm so surprised. Very nice honor, and I really appreciate that you actually took the time to do this. Thank you. That means a lot to me, a lot.
Mm-hmm. What's the thing that brings you back to the classroom every day and every year?
Well, one of the things I love so much is that every single day is different. You know, I get to work with the same kids for the school year, but every day we have different challenges and different joys to celebrate, and so I think that's it.
Did you have a teacher that kind of inspired you as you were growing up to be a teacher?
Well, I have to say my parents, because my parents were my very first teacher. You guys know that your parents are your very first teachers in your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mom's a teacher too.
And also, my father was my high school teacher. And so, yeah, my parents.
What advice would you give to new teachers?
I would say to treat each child as if they were your own. And to remember that, you know, that each one is a special little kid, and they all have their own different qualities that make them special, and they all have their own different needs to be addressed.
How has teaching changed from when you first started to today?
I don't think we have enough time to talk about that. It's changed drastically. Unfortunately, the amount of time that parents are able to spend with their children has changed over the years, and that just has made our job a little bit more challenging in different ways. And of course, technology, we have to throw that in there too, don't we? Because that's changed things a lot too. But you know, the basic reading and writing and teaching all those basic skills that they need for lifelong learning has stayed the same.
Well, again, congratulations for being named Teacher of the Month.
Thank you so very much. What a lovely surprise.
While there, I had an opportunity to say hi to all the kids in her classroom.
Aaliyah Schwabs, hi.
Raven Farrington.
Hi, my name is Erica.
Hannah Weir.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Haven Rundle.
Hi.
Kenita.
Hi.
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 Mason Hoinke. And hi.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for coming. And thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, thank you for coming.
Okay.
Wigan.
Hi, my name is Serenity.
Hi, my name is Weston.
Here's what Allison Clark, who nominated Mrs. Young, had to say.
Mrs. Young is very patient and kind and very engaging with her students. And my son has been kind of difficult this year, but she's so encouraging to me as a parent and gives us so many ideas. And she tries so many wonderful things with him, hasn't given up on him, and makes him feel special regardless of how difficult he can be.
Principal Joe Pilger added this.
You know, April does a great job with her students. They definitely respect her, and she has a great rapport with them. You know, in the classroom, you can always see them drawing pictures. You know, you're the greatest teacher, and you can tell that she's really worked hard on building that relationship with the kids.
Again, congratulations, April Young, December's KFM Teacher of the Month.